An hour later, they pulled up near a house. She sat up, startled.
This isn't the campground?
Mike turned to her.
I know, but it's late and I'm too tired to drive. We can stay here until morning.
But what about my parents?
By now, they must be very worried.
Oh, I told them you're safe. Don't worry, you can see them in the morning.
With a funny feeling in her stomach, Sienna grudgingly got out. She allowed him to lead her, this time to another barn.
Aren't we going to the house?
He shushed her, smiling.
I don't want to wake Mrs. Mack. You gotta sleep in here.
Inside the barn, a door opened into a room. Pitch black. Her knees trembled. Stomach rolling, she jerked away and started flinging her fists at any part of his body nearby. He easily overcame her, carried her to the middle of the room. With a rope, he tied her to a wooden pole that seemed to stretch to the ceiling.
No, no, let me go!
Sienna struggled against the rope. She screamed as loud as she could. He stood and crossed his arms, smiled down at her. His hat was slightly askew. Beads of sweat broke on his forehead. Oddly, his blue eyes sparkled with amusement.
All's okay. You can scream all you want, but no one will hear you out here. We're miles away from anyone else, and only the bear will come to investigate.
Bear? She glared at him, screamed again.
Help!
She screeched. Her voice was worn with fear. Mike smiled again. He said goodnight and turned to leave. As he closed the door behind him, she heard the unmistakable sound of a board sliding across the door. As the cold darkness closed in around her, she trembled violently.